The nightmare continues, not only for patients, but for staff and management as well. This is not a new phenomenon, as we've been saying in the past. This is now, and it's going to be the future, unless we get proper investment from central government, not only into Letterkenny University Hospital, but also into our community hospitals. This last number of years, the services at community hospitals have been getting run down, and this has had a massive knock-on effect to the services that are being provided at Letterkenny University Hospital. I can imagine today that there's a number of beds being taken up by people who should be in community hospitals. And unless we get that investment, unless we get a boost for our community hospitals, then we're going to be have the continued overcrowding that we're experiencing and have been experiencing at Letterkenny University Hospital this last number of years.
This is the beginning of a notorious time of year. Are you predicting more instances like these in the coming weeks and months?
Well, it was always sold as a seasonal thing. And as we know, this last couple of years, it's happening every week. Now when it comes into the winter, it's going to increase massively. And we haven't got the resources to deal with it. And government seems unable or unwilling to invest that what's needed into our health services here in Donegal. And as I say, much needed investment in community hospitals and much needed investment in the university hospital, i.e. extra beds and staff, is what's needed. And until we get that, then we're going to experience the overcrowding that we've been experiencing. And today, unfortunately, we're the largest number of people waiting beds.